All right, hello there, and welcome to another episode of Turn Zero Lists, brought to you by 6UP Supply. I'm your host, Keegan, and this week I'm joined with Nick, also known as NSB something something on the Discord, for an Imperial list. Nick, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Keegan?
I'm doing good. What'd you bring us this week?
So I'm all hyped about Kallus.
Kallus
is like on the horizon, and I'm not really an Imperial player, but like I am all in on Kallus and Iden and ISF and all that fun stuff. But I'm really excited for Kallus. So
awesome.
I'm bringing an Agent Kallus list today.
Nice.
With the good old fashioned, not so old fashioned, but Imperial T21B gun line.
Okay.
So we're gonna start with Kallus. He's gonna take his bow rifle blaster.
Yep.
Real versatile weapon. It's 25 points, but I think it's an auto include right now.
Okay.
The benefits you get far outweigh the cost. He's also getting aggressive tactics because Imperials, especially shore troopers, really like those surge tokens.
Yep.
We're also going to put offensive push on there.
Okay.
I think it's no brainer giving him tactical two a few turns. Also, he gets two with his command cards. He gets two free recovers.
So, right. Yeah.
I really like the synergy there. A lot of efficiency. Being able to do all that.
Yeah. Awesome.
Moving on. Like I said, Imperial gunline. We're going to start with three shore troopers with T21Bs. Eight dice. Critical one. The backbone to the Imperial gunline nowadays.
Yep.
So starting with three. And we're going to add a fourth. But this fourth one, we're going to take Gideon.
Ooh.
Yeah, you lose a little bit. You lose a lot of it on the attack dice, but you gain that coordinate, and being able to coordinate to another shore trooper who can then coordinate to your mortar, or maybe even an E-Web. Pretty powerful stuff. It also gives you a backup. If Kallus falls early, you can promote him to commander. Two courage. He's also two wounds. So he's only a few more points than a T21B. So I'm going to stick him in that fourth shore squad.
Nice.
After that fourth shore trooper, we're going to go to, we're going to throw in one mortar.
Okay.
I don't like mortar spam.
Yep.
So we're just taking the one.
Okay.
We do need some cheap activations here. Cause you know, shore troopers with T21Bs are 87 points. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of points. Imperial armies are expensive nowadays.
Yeah.
Just one mortar. And then we're going to take a stormtrooper with an RT-97C.
Okay.
It's eight dice. It's not nearly as good as the shore troopers,
sure.
But with aims and precise one, the rounds where you get your coordinated fire and your Kallus's other three pip, there's a lot of rerolls to be had. Those guys can really shine in there.
Nice.
So that rounds out our core. We're gonna be really boring, and we're just gonna take three strike teams with sniper rifles.
Okay.
I really want this list to like hit hard at range.
Yep.
I don't have the points for ISF. I don't have the points for a death trooper. Not that I would probably take one right now.
Mm-hmm.
But so we're just gonna to get our activation count up. We're gonna take three scout strike teams. We still have some points left, so we talked about. We talked about the possibility of an E-Web.
Okay.
So we are taking an E-Web.
Nice.
Yeah. We have exactly 63 points left.
Okay.
So we're taking an E-Web. We're putting a barrage generator on it.
Okay.
Because more dice. Like I said, we want to just punish people at range with lots of piles of dice.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to throw a linked targeting array on there because what's an initiative bit? I don't know. The idea is that like a lot of rounds, I'm going to give my order to this E-Web here.
Yeah.
From the coordinate, from a shore trooper, from, you know,
yep.
Gideon coordinates to a shore trooper.
Yep.
And then give it to the E-Web instead. I just find the value of seven dice there with the name is pretty good. As long as it doesn't get shot off the table turn one.
Yeah.
Got to be careful about that.
Absolutely. So that brings us to 11x. Did I count right?
11x and 800 points.
800 points. Nice.
That's,
All right. With Kallus in the mix, we'd be remiss without talking about command cards, but I don't see a lot of command card choice here for contingency. How'd you tackle that?
Unfortunately, I think that contingency is just something that's not going to be that important in this list.
Okay.
I'm really looking. I think Callis still has a whole lot of value without contingencies. Cunning is really good. Sharpshooter one, tactical one, and like that bow rifle is excellent. He also has 6 wounds on a red save, so he's a little hardier than like Veers would be. We're not really worried about contingencies. But command cards, we're taking all 3 of Callus' cards because, again, cunning. Got to take full advantage of that, at least, if we're not going to take advantage of contingencies.
Cool.
And then the last 3, obviously, we're taking coordinated fire.
Mm-hmm.
Coordinated fire can really put the hurt on something, like early rounds. So obviously, coordinated fire is going in there. We're not really looking at anything else but ambush and push at this point. Covert observation doesn't help. I don't have an operative, and I don't really want to order my strike teams at all.
Okay.
So, and then we're taking push. I mean, I guess I can take contingencies. I could take covert observation and assault and say, hey, I have secret cards here.
There you go.
You never know. But, yeah, pretty simple choices there for command cards.
Cool. Let's move to battle deck. What cards for any battle cards did you absolutely want in there?
Absolutely want. I guess if I'm blue player, I want Sabotage and Moisture Evaporators.
There you go.
it's more like there are some cards that I'm not taking. Those are kind of like the obvious things. Like I'm not taking Bombing Run or Recover the Supplies. I don't have units for those. Yeah. I don't want to see them, but this is really a red player list. Unfortunately, I don't see myself getting blue player much.
Okay.
But for objectives, we're going to go Sabotage and Moisture Evaporators. Like I said, real simple.
Mm-hmm.
You always want it as blue player. It puts, you know, if you're blue player, Sabotage and Moisture Evaporators, it puts red on their back foot.
Yep.
I'm going with payload. I can afford to kind of force somebody into my gun line a little bit with payload.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I don't really want to move a lot, but if I have to, there's a lot of objectives I don't want to play. So
yeah.
We'll put payload in there. I also like intercept the transmissions. Being able, like, you know, I'm probably not going for that center point round 1 or round 2, but like maybe round 4, get that late push round 6. If I can wear them down with my piles of dice, that'd be good. And then the last one is a little tougher. I don't really like key positions without a force user, and with the amount of vehicles you see out there, key positions doesn't seem great. Like I said, can't do recover the supplies, bombing run, can't do for similar reasons. I don't have anything that's guaranteed to make it to the opponent's deployment zone to drop bombs.
Yeah.
Breakthrough is similar to bombing run, maybe worse.
Yeah.
so
you have to get there and live with breakthrough. Yeah.
We're looking at our last base. The last thing that I guess I could call safe is hostage exchange.
Okay.
I do have Red Save Corps. I do have Gideon. He's Courage 2 core. He has the extra wound.
Yeah.
I don't have to put it on Gideon, but I do have bodies for that, and I do have Red Saves. So that's something that like a Rebel player usually doesn't want to play, or even like a Droid player without B2s doesn't really want to play that.
Yeah.
So we'll throw hostage exchange in as the last objective.
Cool.
Deployments, pretty standard stuff. Major offensive, always. Advanced positions, being able to get that scout move round 1, and being able to like get my gun line into a good position.
Yep.
That's always nice. I also like rollout. It's kind of like a mini major offensive, with that bottom that, you know, kind of pops out at the bottom there. So I like rollout. Hopefully, I don't have some staffs that can take advantage of me across the table, but we'll find out. And then I'm looking at my last one. I'm between Battle Lines and Long March, but ultimately, I think Battle Lines is worse because of things like Secret Mission and the occurrence of speeders everywhere.
Yeah.
So that can set up those sick flanks. So we're just going to go with Long March because I have range 4 and range 5.
Yep.
So I should be able to like handle a narrower field.
Yep. I think I was talking about it last week. Last week or the week before, one of the just having that Long March and having that range 4 plus it really helps narrow it and control it. So.
Yep.
Cool. And conditions, I think we didn't cover those yet.
We have not. I mean, there's some things I don't want war weary because apparently field commanders don't get to ignore that completely or something. So let's not include war weary.
That's fair.
I don't like minefield. I don't like taking damage. I don't like putting myself in a position where I might have to take damage before I get attacked. So we're not going to take minefield. I don't like limited visibility because I want to shoot all the time as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So not that. So we're looking at supply drop, fortified positions and clear conditions are easy choices. So it's between rapid reinforcements and hostile environment. Hostile environment's not terrible, but I think rapid reinforcements, I could set up some interesting things with the E-Web or that last stormtrooper, something like that. So
rapid reinforcements with emplacements is one of my favorite things to do back from year one FD cannon days.
The dream.
Yeah. I once got
It's behind your deployment zone now.
I once got a rapid reinforcements key positions draw, and I just parked that FD right on my near safe thing, and I had good coverage. So that makes sense for those command cards. Awesome. So you got it. You're coming in and you're setting up for the first round of the tournament. What list are you so excited to see across the table from you?
I want to see some rebel lists across the tables without Luke Skywalker and without Wookiees and without T-47s. They probably don't exist.
Yeah, there's not many rebel lists that have that many suits these days.
This is more like I really want to play Kallus. I don't think this list matches up terribly with Rebels. I also don't mind droids so much, except I don't really have a lot of impact, so maybe I don't want to see AATs across the table.
That's fair. Cool.
A rough time for Imperials.
Yeah. On the flip side, you started to mention something that you don't really want to see. What brings you absolute dread if it's lined up against you?
Clones.
Yeah.
always clones. Imperials are the gunline faction, right? But clones do it better. Clones are really scary. They're still real strong and they're bringing a lot of force users. And Kallus has the staff, so he can kind of like play defense a little bit, but I don't, force users are terrifying. Yeah. So anything with a force user, I'm scared of, but clones in general are a tough sell for me.
Cool. Awesome. You ready for the lightning round?
Of course.
Let's do it. All right. What's your fondest event memory in Legion?
So I'm going to cheat a little bit. I have two.
Cool.
The first one is the RPQ I got to run at my local store. Okay. It was back in May of, 19, maybe 18. A lot of fun. Met a lot of cool people that I still talk to occasionally. And then my second favorite is the RPQ that I won in Philly. Which, I got to win an RPQ. That's so awesome. That was awesome. Even though there were only like 8 people there, don't judge me. but that was, that was a memory. So that was a lot of fun. I haven't been to a lot of big events yet. So
awesome.
Yeah.
What unit have you never played?
I've been playing since the game came out. So it's a short list. I think I've never actually played the Occupier tank, and I don't own one, and I don't really want to play one. So.
Fair enough. What's your must-have food or fuel to make it through a full-day tournament?
You need some kind of caffeine, whether it's soda. I'm not a coffee guy, but energy drinks or caffeine. Gotcha. So, yeah.
Okay. What unit or upgrade were you most surprised that you ended up liking?
I'm a very enthusiastic person, if you can tell about the game. So there's not like a surprise that I liked it. I guess you could say I'm surprised at how much I like the T-47 now.
Cool. Okay.
I didn't think that was something that I would ever love, but man, they're a lot of fun to play.
They are. They are a ton of fun now. What's your, we didn't really talk about your primary faction, but any new additions that would cause you to change factions?
Oh man, I am such a flip flopper when it comes to what faction I'm playing.
Nice.
I say Imperials are the faction I put the least amount of time in. I would say with the stuff that like we just with Kallus coming out, it got me really excited. But like I might switch to Imperials forever if we got like Inquisitors and Thrawn.
Oh, cool. Yep.
And like the and the Dark Troopers. I might switch forever and never go back.
Awesome. We're going to get those Dark Troopers right around the same time we get Brett's Mando faction.
I can be miserable about Imperials like my buddy Tim.
Awesome. All right. And finally, Nick, what song plays during your Rocky-style training montage for Legion?
I'm a big Rocky fan, so nice. I guess just Eye of the Tiger.
Perfect.
Is
boring, awesome.
Sure. I'm a big Rocky fan. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much, Nick. Listeners, come back each Monday for another look into a unique list build. Join us here at the end of the month. It'll be actually the end of this week for our video episode featuring some great head-to-head across the list, the four lists that we've heard this month. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you all soon.